are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia. Doctor, give me the news. I got a
bad case of loving you. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Texas woman found an egg the size of her baseball in her chicken coop. Cracked it open to find another full egg inside. You know, like those Russian dolls, right, that you open up and there's another doll inside. Remember on Sesame Street, right, they would open up all those Russian dolls, you had a little one inside. That is cool. An egg with another full egg inside. Cookie Smith of Abilene, Texas, found earlier this week what she calls the mutant super egg that was an inch longer and triple the weight of a regular hen's egg. She initially took pictures of the egg and showed photos to her coworkers at Abilene Hospital. She cracked it open only after an Abilene reporter, news photographer, accompanied her home. Inside was a large yolk and another egg. Smith says she knows the eggs may have been okay to eat, but she's opting to pass. Oh, that's kind of cool. I always think that kind of stuff is cool. You know, where you have eggs, and then you have double eggs and triple eggs. And anyway, all right, we have a lot to talk about. All right, looks like salmonella by mail may be a little bit of a concern. All right, apparently it took 8 years and multiple tests, tracebacks, interviews being reported by KCEN-TV. The federal health officials say they have finally clamped down on an outbreak of salmonella infections traced to live mail order poultry. Between 2004 and 2011, at least 316 people in 43 states were sickened by a strain of salmonella, Montevideo, that has stumped staff at the CDC. An estimated 5,000 additional cases likely went unreported. And through careful analysis of the genetic fingerprint of the bug, as well as cooperation with human and animal health officials and poultry experts, did the CDC link it to Hatchery C, quote-unquote Hatchery C, a supplier of 4 million birds a year identified only as being in the western United States. Because the hatchery was cooperative and because the threat of this particular infection appears to be over, with only one case of the outbreak reported so far this year, they have declined to name the source of live young poultry. Oh. Okay, so, boy, they get off. We hear everything about Johnson & Johnson, but not this one. That's very interesting. Okay, well, who knows? Maybe somebody... By the way, if you guys are thinking about naming your hatchery, I'd probably avoid naming it Hatchery C. All right. Okay, so salmonella. About 80% of the illnesses were traced back to Hatchery C, which can ship as many as 250,000 birds a week in the spring. Wow. Young poultry becomes infected with salmonella through contact with birds from different sources. Mail order birds may be stressed by the shipping process, which can make them shed the bacteria. Ah, so these are shipping live. Bug, 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 bug. Oh, that's not good. In 2011, the U.S. Postal Service shipped some 237,000 boxes, or 1.7 million pounds of live poultry. And they're complaining? Why are they complaining about revenue? I mean, they must have gotten paid a pretty penny for that one. All right. Okay. So how do you know if you're eating shipped poultry? I really don't know. I don't know. Now, they say part of the problem is people regard the young poultry as pets, often buying chicks dyed neon colors as holiday favors. You can make the little chickadee pink, blue, green, or orange. They're attractive to children. Then probably this kid sticks it in the mouth. Remember, poultry is intended for food, not to play. That little tiny chickadee that you want to give your kid to play with that looks all adorable is supposed to be sliced and diced up later for someone's dinner a couple years from then. So, anyway, if your kids aren't touching poultry, have them wash your hands with soap and running water after every contact, okay? Remember, be very careful with these hand sanitizers, because hand sanitizers, you still have the bacteria underneath it, okay? Wash it off. All right. Oh, and do not put the ducklet in the bathtub, they said. Okay? It's not a rubber ducky. All right. Well, I guess some people have to be told. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And, of course, follow us on Facebook. All right, so this is very interesting. They say TV can boost self-esteem of boys, but white boys. According to the study, watching TV may actually boost your child's self-esteem if he's a white male. But parents of white girls and African-American children might want to limit the amount of time their kids spend in front of the tube. Can I change this and say all kids need to avoid as much TV as they're watching? Now, of course, if Dr. Dahlia ever gets a TV show, by all means, you can allow that in their daily allotment of TV programming. But until then, I really don't really see what else is on TV. You know, they don't really need to see Deadliest Catch. One of my favorite shows is Boardwalk Empire, but kids shouldn't be seeing that. I think Game of Thrones is pretty cool. True Blood is coming out. I know, I'm really excited. You know, the Hatfields and McCoys. My husband T-voted for me. I know all of you have probably seen it already. I'm assuming it's already over. But Hatfields and McCoys, I have got to see. I'm hearing amazing things about that. Anyway. All right. The self-esteem of white girls, black boys decreases with TV consumption. Over the course of 1 year, researchers Kristen Harrison and Nicole Martin surveyed about 400 black and white Illinois students. All of the 7 to 12-year-olds are from lower, middle to upper middle socioeconomic communities. Black children surveyed spent an extra 10 hours a week watching TV. And the study focused solely on how much time was spent and how it affects child self-esteem. They say programs likely are to give white boys a boost of confidence. Really. Boys making the transition from elementary to middle school are probably exposed to superhero cartoons like Superman, Batman, X-Men. The lead characters of these shows tend to be male. Now, keep in mind, remember, DC Comics has now revealed that Green Lantern is the hero that is gay. I know many of you thought it was Wonder Woman. No, not Batman. No, not Superman. Look, they all wear tights. No, that just because somebody wears tights doesn't mean they're gay. A lot of regular, you know, heterosexual men wear tights, especially ballerinas. But the Green Lantern is supposed to be gay, and they're going to reveal that in the next, I guess, comic. All right, so let's see. Okay, I don't like this study. Get all kids away from the TV. Have them read comic books. Have them listen to talk radio, like the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This week has been extremely, extremely busy with stories. This is kind of interesting. They're saying the world's air has reached what scientists call a troubling new milestone for carbon dioxide. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about carbon dioxide, which you breathe out. They say monitoring stations across the Arctic this spring are measuring more than 400 parts per million of the heat-trapping gas in the atmosphere. The number isn't quite a surprise, they say, because it's been rising at an accelerating pace. Years ago, it passed the 350 parts per million mark that many scientists say is the highest safe level of carbon dioxide. Now, globally, it's at 395. I guess the Arctic has reached the 400 level, and the rest of the world will follow soon. They say the fact that it's 400 is significant. Jim Butler, Global Monitoring Director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Earth System Research Lab, named NOAA-ESRU. I can never do that with a straight face. It's just a reminder to everybody that we haven't fixed this problem. I don't think you can. I don't think you can stop carbon dioxide levels going up. I don't. Carbon dioxide, of course, is the chief greenhouse gas, and most of it lasts about 100 years in the air, but some of it stays in the atmosphere for thousands of years. They say some carbon dioxide is natural, mainly from decomposing dead plants and animals. Before the industrial age, levels were around 275 parts per million. Now readings, of course, have gone up. Readings over 400 could be very concerning. So what do we do? I don't know. Maybe end fossil fuels? I don't know. I'm not very good with this kind of stuff. When I worked at the EPA, I was just kind of working on, you know, ivermectin and anti-parasites and animals, and I don't even really remember. It was so boring. So I can't really tell you. All right. They say these milestones are always worth noting. As carbon dioxide levels have continued to increase, global temperatures flatten out, contrary to the models. Why are they looking at models? They're supposed to be concentrating on the weather. He contends temperatures have not risen since 1998. Huh. They say temperature records contradict that claim. They say both 2005 and 2010 were warmer than 1998, and the entire decade of 2000 to 2009 was the warmest on record. Yeah, and like one of our callers from Texas said they had the drought. Remember that last year? So that's pretty significant to me. Sounds significant. All right, well, I don't know what to do, you know? I'd say break out the sunscreen, but now I'm a little nervous. You guys heard about that gentleman in Boston. Sprayed himself with sunscreen, goes over to the grill. Something ignites, or part of the grill, or charcoal, or something, flings to him, kind of like that Die Hard 2 movie at the end, with the airplane and the flame, and him going yippee-ki-yay, right, Bruce Willis, and John McClane. Then he lights with a match, or a lighter, the fire, the flame goes up, and hit, well, apparently something very, very similar happened to this gentleman, and he completely became engulfed in flames. You look at third-degree burns all over his chest. And, you know, he said he was shocked. Apparently, he took one of the holders to move some of the charcoal briquettes around, and I guess it went from the holder to him. And, you know, it's not that he was spraying the sunscreen right there by the barbecue. You know, he put it on, but apparently it made him flammable. So I think it was Banana Boat Sport Sunscreen. So, not that global warming has anything to do with sunscreen and ignition of charcoals, but I don't think I want the world to get hotter. I like cold. I like snow. Yeah, I like snow. All right. Well, we got here a stone. This is probably one of the biggest bladder stones I've ever seen, weighing more than 1 kilogram. It has been removed from a man who was suffering in China. All right. It has minerals and proteins in it from a man named Mr. Zhang in Wuhan in the Hubei province of China. Medical staff were stunned when they first spotted the 11-centimeter-wide mass on an X-ray after the 43-year-old patient had complained of urinary pains. This sucker's huge. It's on my Facebook fan page if you want to take a look. Whew. It's huge. It's huge. Chief Surgeon Wu Taiping says it is the largest bladder stone he has ever seen. The heaviest one was removed from a 40-year-old Chinese woman farmer in 2009. It weighed in at more than twice the weight of this one at 2,400 grams. The stone is so large that the operation to remove it took over an hour when it usually takes 20 minutes. Now, a normal person's bladder can only hold about 1 liter at a maximum. The stone occupied 700 milliliters, so he had no place for his urine to go. No wonder he was in pain. Now, bladder stones are small stones that form inside the bladder. You have kidney stones. I probably shouldn't call it a kidney stone. Even though kidney stones can pass, he didn't make this one from the kidney. By any means. This sucker was made in the bladder. You can make bladder stones as well. But boy, that is huge and ugly. Ugly. All right. Let's see. Speaking of which, oh, Justin Bieber's in the news. 1-877-TALK-TOLLY. He's not ugly. He's cute. But, you know, anyway, he's kind of hard to look at. I think it's just because he's just so, I don't know. I can understand somebody being all excited over Hugh Jackman, Daniel Craig. You know, I just don't get that manly feeling from Justin Bieber. Anyway, Justin Bieber apparently suffered a mild concussion, crashing into a glass wall or window backstage in Paris. Do you think somebody threw him because of his singing? And apparently, it has affected the right side of his face. He says he cannot move his eyebrow. He's 18 years old. I think he has another hit song that no one's really listening to. And he says, quote unquote, is this the weirdest thing, some weird stuff going on. All right. I don't blame you. I mean, I would freak out if I was a kid. I'd be like, why can't I move my eyebrow? Now, usually many of us pay lots of money for Botox for that. Anyway, he said he did not get into a fight with anybody else. He got into a fight with a glass window. All right. Well, let's see. What else in entertainment news? Jessica Simpson is going to join Weight Watchers. Very good. And then she's going to be Weight Watchers spokesperson. See, isn't that funny? You know, people were wondering. She was Daisy Duke. right, in the remake of The Dukes of Hazzard, right? And, I mean, gorgeous in it, great body. And I remember people saying, oh, my gosh, after she gained so much weight, her acting career is over. She's not going to make another dime. Well, no, because what you do is when you're obese in Hollywood, what do? You, I guess, get signed up with Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers. You get to be a spokesperson, and you make money that way, and you probably get free Weight Watchers. So even in Hollywood, right, when you would think you'd be completely out of a job, no, you're not. You're not out of a job. All right, Devil Wears Prada author is going to be making a sequel to Devil Wears Prada. Personally, I think in this recession, the devil may want to start going to Coach. Or I buy Target brand purses. Probably do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Also in Hollywood news, Bram Margera. Do you guys know him? He's the guy in Jackass. You guys watch the Jackass movies? He's the one whose friend Ryan had gotten killed in a car accident a couple years ago. He's the one where he always scares his mother and the stepdad and films the stepdad on the potty and the mom with an alligator. Well, anyway, for some reason, he took a 100-foot tandem kayak jump in Oregon with pro kayaker off of a waterfall and got pretty messed up. He is also having a hernia surgery they threw in. Now, apparently, he's tweeting a picture. He says he's good. He sets up the machines. He's having fun. But he got messed up pretty bad. Messed up pretty bad. So, just, you know, people, I know Jackass, they're fun to watch, right? You don't try that stuff at home. And he wasn't even doing it for filming. This was on his own. And, you know, it's frustrating because, you know, I mean, his friend died. I believe he was driving, what, 120, 130 miles an hour? Hits a tree? You know, and you see this and you're like, you know, where do people get this? I'm infallible. You know, and I know he was with a professional kayaker. But things happen. I mean, remember that skydiver, yeah, he took an elderly woman up, almost dropped her. That was a mess up. Then you have the hang glider whose wife falls off and dies. You know, I get nervous just because somebody's experienced to me. You know, anyway, so when we come back, I want to talk about super volcanoes. They say super volcanoes has the power to destroy civilization, explode far more rapidly than scientists have believed. Super volcanoes. I didn't even know we had that. Also, looks like paralyzed rats were made able to walk again. We got some pretty cool stuff. And I want to talk about the doctor that was successfully sued because he didn't warn a man before he cheated on his wife that he could have had a heart attack during sex. And the family decides to sue him and actually wins. I know. Also, some quick other news. We got Decade of Chocolate protecting the heart. If you eat a minute amount of dark chocolate, and they studied this for over 10 years, right, in high-risk people, but the cocoa content, here's the kicker, cocoa content has to be greater than 60 to 70%. So we're talking dark, kind of bittersweet chocolate, but save 15 heart attacks in 10,000 people. Pretty good, huh? All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on our Facebook. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Okay. I was just curious if you might have addressed it earlier about Mayor Bloomberg or Governor Bloomberg or whatever he is in New York and that soda thing where now you can't buy so many ounces or at a point. Instead, you have to buy it in half.
Yes.
Or something sort of.
Yeah, in stadiums, you can't go to.
Describe it right.
No, you're right. We talked about it in the previous hour, but I was going to bring it up this hour. Absolutely. Mayor Bloomberg wants to ban any cups greater than 16 ounces in movie theaters, stadiums, restaurants, et cetera, thinking that's going to solve obesity. Yet, what about, you know, I mean, if he's going to ban something, what about a buffet? What about a chili cheese dog? I think it's ridiculous. Are you there? Oh, we lost him? Okay, I saw Hossam, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this ban, you guys heard about that, Mayor Bloomberg doing the ban on large cups of soda. And I got to tell you, it really frustrates me because, and what we talked about in the previous hour is he's doing this to, quote-unquote, fight obesity. And really what he's doing is he's getting himself in the media again. I mean, we always hear about him. He's probably the only mayor we always hear about in the news. And I understand New York City's in the news a lot. But, I mean, probably election's coming up, and he wants to make some noise, and that's fine. But are you really going to tackle obesity just by banning a supersized cup? You know, and if the government can get away with banning a supersized cup, are they going to ban refills? What about soda refills? You know, I mean, if somebody wants extra soda, a lot of times what we do, like what we talked about, is you buy a mini cup, right, because it's the cheapest, and you go and you get multiple refills. Then you don't have to pay for the big supersized cup. Supersized cup is $3.50. The mini cup is $1, right? You can get, yeah, or however, depending on where you live. So, I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to ban free refills? Are they going to ban the fountain machine being out in the open where you're able to fill it, take a sip, fill it to the max? We all do it when we get our ices, right? We fill up the icy. And you know it's going to sink after about 5 minutes, so you take a big swig of it, and then you fill it up some more. We all do it, right? We hope, you know, the cashier doesn't notice, and we do it anyway. But, I mean, are they going to ban that because that adds calories? Are they going to ban French fries? What about the quarter-pound burger? What about the third-pound burger? What about T-bone steak, right? Or is a 32-ounce steak going to be banned? Where does it stop? I mean, if Bloomberg is really, really, really trying to fight the obesity problem, a 32-ounce cup or a large-size soda. Now, I also don't know what this means. Does this also mean you can't buy 2-liter bottles at the store? Are they going to now do away with the 2-liter bottles? You know, from an economic standpoint, okay? Not that anybody should be drinking soda. I don't think soda's healthy. You should be drinking water and healthier foods. But, you know, all right, just for argument's sake, you know, from an economy-wise, right? I mean, when you want to pour soda, you get the biggest amount and you pour it. You know, a lot of times, you know, I was talking about how I'll buy one cup, one large cup, and the family shares it. I'm not going to carry four individual cups, right? Or sometimes what you do is, like in the movie theater, we'll get the big drink, and then I'll give everybody baby cups. The theater will give you the baby cups, then you pour into everybody's. You just now gave everybody drink, and you just bought one big cup. So, really, they're going to get away with that? I mean, you could almost say that's going to actually hurt the economy a little bit, right? And then restaurants who already purchased all these cups and lids, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid. But my problem is if he gets away with this, and it actually helps him politically, then we have now fostered and encouraged the type of activity where government can ban certain things, just random products. Now, I can understand banning an illegal product, but if you're banning a product that's not illegal, does that now make a 32-ounce cup illegal? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, what happens if you, what if they want to use up their supply of cups? This is so stupid. We're talking about cups, or we're talking about, you know, and yes, we are drinking and eating much more than we used to. Remember, we were talking about that graphic that I believe it was the CDC. I'm trying to think which group came up with it, showing how in the 1950s you have a skinny family, but the average drink they were drinking was like a 7-ounce cup, whereas, you know, now people are drinking big gulps. I mean, granted, we are over drinking, but with us, in our family, nobody ever drinks lemonade or Sprite or soda or anything that much. We'll buy one big thing, and then we'll split it up among us. You know, it's just something we do, and it saves us money. And I'm going to New York next week for Talkers Magazine conference. We're going to try and check out the sites, and yes, I'm sure we're going to get thirsty. And what that means is I just got to carry a big purse and carry around everybody's water rather than a big cup. All right. And honestly, I mean, we should be drinking water. It's just what I think is so stupid. It's all political. It is all political. Speaking of political, you see President Obama complaining about the economy again. I mean, we're in, you know, his final year of presidency, really, his final year, and we still have the horrible jobs outlook that we've had. You know, I'm just shocked. But it was kind of interesting because President Clinton was admiring Mitt Romney's work at Bain Capital. That was kind of an interesting thing. I mean, does President Clinton not want Obama reelected? Does President Clinton think if Romney gets in and fails also because he can't fix the economy in 4 years, that his wife gets to run? That's kind of interesting. I was kind of surprised by that. Anyway, all right, speaking of Hillary Clinton, super volcanoes. They say a supervolcano eruption is the most catastrophic natural disaster that can hit our planet, short of an asteroid impact. And now scientists believe they may build up a deadly head of steam far faster than we thought. Oh, no. They say instead of the process taking thousands of years, it could take hundreds. The news will be bad for the U.S., where a supervolcano is said to be simmering beneath Yellowstone National Park. If it erupts, two-thirds of the country could be rendered uninhabitable. Start buying land in Florida, people. Supervolcanoes are fueled by giant pools of magma that form deep underground. Geologists have thought it took between 100,000 to 200,000 years for a supervolcano magma pool to build up enough pressure to erupt, but no. The new study suggests that the giant magma bodies may only exist for a few thousand years. Throw some ice in it. Take those 32-ounce cups that Mayor Bloomberg is banning, fill them up with ice, and just keep dumping them. The magma reservoir 6 miles below Yellowstone has been rising at a record rate since 2004. The Wyoming Park sits above a gigantic plume of hot and molten rock, they say, that begins at least 400 miles beneath the Earth's surface and rises to 30 miles underground. That is going to stink. Blobs of magma occasionally break off from the top of the plume and rise farther, resupplying the magma chamber beneath the Yellowstone caldera. Oh, I don't know if I like this. I don't know. I mean, I know there's volcanoes all over the place. We see volcanoes left and right, but really a super volcano. You know, super used to be a good word. Remember Superman, right? Super Sol for supermarket. Then came super size. We're like, well, you know, and now super volcano. Okay, we don't want that. That's not super at all. I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, I hate reporting these things where every now and then the Earth is supposed to die. Right? Remember we were talking about the other day the Milky Way galaxy is supposed to run into the Andromeda galaxy? The Milky Way galaxy in 4 billion years is supposed to just completely disintegrate because it's going to run into Andromeda. Well, can somebody tell Andromeda to get her ass out of the way so we don't run into her? I mean, I hate these stories where we're supposed to all die, and we've got supernovas, we got super volcanoes, super Andromedas. I don't want to hear about this. All right, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a story that we discussed earlier today, which kind of shocked many of us, but in the medical community, no, we're not shocked. This is exactly the baloney that we have been dealing with all these years, and we will continue to deal with even more. Was this story, and I'm sure many of you have heard, because we started talking about this before the verdict, where there was a family of a man who cheated on the wife. And the man goes into a threesome with another man and a female who wasn't his wife. He ends up having a heart attack. And the family sues the doctor. I understand the family's mad. They lose their father. I believe the father was young. I think he was only 31. But they decide, as many people do, unfortunately, when they go through the grieving process, they turn to anger and they want to go after somebody, and it helps them grieve, channeling this anger. So they decide to go after the doctor. And they go after the doctor. He's a doctor in Georgia, Dr. Sereni Vasilu Gangasani. And the family of William Martinez, 31 years old, said the reason why the doctor's at fault for this and owes them $5 million, they were suing for $5 million originally, was because he didn't warn the patient that he could have had a heart attack with his possible high-risk condition. And the patient then unwittingly went and had sex, has a heart attack, and it's the doctor's fault. And the big shocker is today, the court awarded the family $3 million. They said, you're right, he is liable. I'm still dumbfounded by that. But it's not all the doctor's fault. Maybe 60% the doctor's fault, 40% the patient's fault. So we will award you $3 million. Now, again, I feel sorry for the family. The family lost a father and a father who cheated on the mother. But really, where did the doctor get pulled into this? Okay, now, you know, what did the doctor do? Was he really negligent? What's going on? Well, from what we know, his cardiologist took a look at him. He thought you were probably high risk. Let's set you up for a stress test. He has high blood pressure, etc., 31 years old. He apparently was able to schedule the stress test, which is pretty darn good, even in America, for 8 days later. So we're talking 6 working days later. So there's a stress test, right? Let's assume this is a Friday, not the following Monday, but the next Monday. All right, pretty common in America. I mean, in Europe, it'd be months. He schedules a stress test. The romp with the menage a trois happens, I guess, a day before the stress test and the guy dies. The doctor gets sued for not telling the patient to avoid any physical activity. That's what they said. The court said that the doctor did not tell him to, quote unquote, refrain from any physical activity. Now, what does that mean for us? And this is a jury. This was a jury, and the jury said it's at least 60% the doctor's fault. What that means is if any of you, right, are waiting for a stress test, and I'm almost going to extrapolate this, if any of you are at high risk for a heart attack, okay, or at risk, I should say, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, family history of heart disease, you're having had a heart attack yourself, or smoking, according to this lawsuit, if your doctor tells you no physical activity, he could get nailed for multiple millions of dollars. So what do you think we doctors are going to start doing now? We're going to say, sorry, you get to do nothing. Yeah, but doc, I had a stress test a year ago. I'm sorry, nothing. I need to document that I told you to refrain from, quote unquote, any physical activity. But doc, can I go to work? No. Nope, can't go to work. Doc, why? Well, because if you get a heart attack and you have high blood pressure and you are at risk, I'm going to get sued for multiple millions of dollars. Is this ridiculous? I don't want to keep people out of work. I don't want to keep people from having sex. But apparently this doctor gets nailed for $3 million because while the patient was waiting to get into a stress test, he decides to cheat on his wife in a menage a trois, has a heart attack. And remember we had that study a year or two ago, men who cheated. It really looked at men, even though, yeah, women cheat also. But the study looked at men who cheat were at higher risk for heart attack. So somebody could say, oh, well, you know, he didn't listen to the doctor at all. So she's liable. She should have made that well known. Yeah, I mean, where is this coming? You see why we have a problem with lawsuits? What do you think doctors are going to do now? Number one is they're going to probably try to get the stress test stat, or everybody gets a stress test. You think this is going to help the whole healthcare process? Oh, I don't know how Obamacare is going to deal with this one, because we're not. I mean, there is no way doctors are going to look at this case and back down. Now everybody gets a stress test. And only until you pass that stress test will we allow you to do physical activity. I'm sorry, no driving, no going to work, nothing. We can't take this risk. How do I know that you aren't going to go and have a menage a trois romp or just have decide to have sex with your wife? How do I? And honestly, I didn't care. Up until now, I didn't care. Go have sex with your wife. Go have sex. Go have fun. Go. Go to work. Go to work and support your family. I don't care. Go to work. Now I have to care because I am going to be up in a multi-million dollar lawsuit if you die. Why? Because the stress test was scheduled in 6 working days. This is how doctors are getting sued. They're claiming, these juries are listening to attorneys saying the doctor didn't do enough. Isn't the problem Washington is having with doctors is that we do too much? After this case, I'm going to say, doctors, you order anything you want. The person has a touch of chest pain. I don't give a damn. Because if you get caught in a $3 million lawsuit, you may never be able to practice again. And I'm sorry, I want our doctors practicing. Are idiot doctors out there and our professionals? No, no. You know, people coming into work drunk, cutting off the wrong leg. No, we don't need you. But somebody who identified the guy was high risk at 31, I mean, good for him. You know, many people blow off the young ones and only look at the older people. This guy was obviously astute to think, you know what, we got a 31-year-old that needs a stress test. Let's do it. Get the stress test. I don't know how they got it authorized so quick by the insurance company. 6 working days later, and that wasn't enough. You were supposed to tell the guy to refrain from physical activity. All right, doctors, nurses, everybody, we got to tell people no work and nothing. You got to go to the bathroom. You can't run. Your wife has to wheel you to the toilet because we didn't say no physical activity. This is insane, people. Absolutely insane. Now, I would love to see the EKG. I mean, now let's say the EKG looked like the person was having an active heart attack that day. And the aftermath occurred, you know, 6 days later. You got something. But they aren't saying the guy had a heart attack. They aren't saying he had acute angina. They're not saying that. There's... That's all they said. So I'm frustrated. I'm so frustrated. Anyway, I don't know how we're going to fix this healthcare problem. How are we going to fix this healthcare problem when we have doctors getting sued for multiple millions of dollars for ordering a test, but the guy dying right before the test, cheating on his wife? I tell you, order away, people. Order away. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you again. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. No other show like it. God bless you all. God bless Genesis Communications Network. And a big thanks to Donovan. I love you. Talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.